www.radio.co.za.
Seventeen 23 right here on Power Business on Power 98.7, and we are now going to have a conversation about how to spot an investment scam. And of course, it comes with the new wave of the so-called WhatsApp gifting and other pyramid schemes. On the line, we are joined by Colin Stevens, a community relations officer at the FSCA. Thank you so much for giving us your time, Colin.
Good evening, Tumi, and thank you for having us.
COVID-19, of course, we can't run away from this particular time being opportune for scammers. What have we seen in the recent times, especially when we are now hearing about this new wave of WhatsApp gifting?
Thank you. Unfortunately, the COVID-19 has brought out of the woodwork those who believe that they can scam our communities. And because a scam is a scam, and a scam is defined as an illegal trick, usually with the purpose of getting money from people or avoiding to pay tax. So these people will try anything in the book, outside of the book, to part people with their monies, unfortunately.
Exactly. You know, what I also want us to talk about, Colin, is how one can then identify this investment scam. Because when you do try to advocate against, you know, those who participate in such, many won't listen to you because already those benefits they've received in their bank accounts.
Well, the one thing about any scam is that it's always too good to be true.
Mm.
So you'd find that those who offer you these scams or schemes, they offer you higher interest, sometimes 100%, sometimes even more than that. So that is the first sign that you must look for. There's also a guaranteed return, which no investment can ever do. And it's also in a short amount of time. Then there's one of the things that we've seen recently, and I think you're probably alluding to that, is that there's a requirement to recruit additional members.
Mm.
So you only get money if you recruit others. There's also no link to established organization. And when the investment does not disclose how returns are made, you must also ring the alarm bell.
Mm.
Also, those people who are running these schemes are not authorized or licensed by us, the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, and there's very little information. And when you ask, it's always complicated.
Yeah. Yeah. What's to be said then about it breaking fiduciary duties in South Africa?
Well, that's the point. When people are scamming, if you're thinking about a pyramid scheme, for example, the main identifier for a pyramid scheme is that there's a requirement to recruit members. Now, in terms of our law, the pyramid scheme is an unlawful practice in terms of whereof the newest member must fund the investment of the existing members. So the return on investment within quotation marks is usually too good to be true and not all market at all market related. So as soon as new members stop joining the scheme, obviously that scheme will fall apart, resulting in those newest members losing the most. And you must have seen and you must have reported on some of these people asking for their monies back.
Mm.
But I can guarantee you that monies will never be found again.
Where does one even report if there is some sort of recourse that one can take, apart from, you know, reporting it to the police?
Well, the problem is that when you invest, and I use invest in
yeah,
quotation marks,
mm,
when you invest in any scheme that's illegal, you are almost not guaranteed to get your money back.
Mm.
Because, as I said, the pyramid scheme is illegal, so it's not regulated.
Mm.
So the person who takes your money, the only way you can really have recourse is to go to the police and lay a charge of fraud. And in some cases, you can do a civil case at the small claims court.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of us as the FSCA and in terms of us as the Consumer Education Department of the FSCA, we try to say to people that it's better to prevent than to cure. So please try and find information about whatever scheme or scam that you are asked to participate in.
Yeah.
And remember, some scams are dressed up as legal, in that their agreements be, and they are told as this is just an agreement between two private people.
Yes, you know, just to interject there, I mean, look at the name of this one that we are talking about and are seeing waves, and it's not the first time that it happens on the social media network WhatsApp, and it's, you know, the naming, you know, how they branded is quite interesting, that it's WhatsApp gifting. I heard an argument not so long ago, a couple of days ago, that if anybody wants to come after me, I would say, there, it's right there in blueprint, gifting, it's a gift. So there are ways to circumvent or try to circumvent the law.
But as I said, and this is very important, because gifts and anything can, all these themes come in whatever clothes, you know, they dress it up as anything. Mm. So it doesn't matter how it is dressed. If it fulfills the point of having to recruit, so even if you're gifting but you're asked to recruit,
yeah,
it means there's some sort of investment that which normally happens in a way that you have to recruit others and you only get paid or you only get gifted, whatever you want to call it, you only get gifted if other people are recruited.
Mm.
In terms of the law, read very strictly, as soon as it becomes a recruitment process that you can only be paid if you are recruited, it means there's some sort of pyramid involved. So you have to be at this level. And if you want to get to the next level, you need to recruit others in order to get to the top. So it doesn't matter what it is called. If it fulfills the process of recruitment, and if it offers high returns, it is normally deemed to be illegal.
Illegal it is. Lastly, though, what does it say about South Africa in terms of regulating or safeguarding consumers against all of this?
You see, it's very difficult. A pyramid scheme is illegal. There's no two ways about it.
Mm.
But it's very difficult to tell people that this is a pyramid scheme or that is a pyramid scheme. Or because people name it as we've just mentioned, it can be named anything. What we need to look out for are the points about recruitment and the offering of high returns in a very quick time. So we're saying to people, please try to get advice from registered financial advisors. Take your time because you didn't save your money overnight. So you shouldn't be spending it overnight or giving it to somebody to make you quick money, because theoretically you won't be getting that money back. So the best advice is not to fall for something that is too good to be true.
Absolutely, and that is the best advice. Thank you so much for giving us your time.
Before I go, if I could just quickly say that people can contact us, FSCA, at CED, the consumer, ced.consumer@fsca.co.za, or they can phone us at 0800 20